If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I mean, there are old Hollywood vibes. I'll say that pre-initial thoughts. This movie does have old Hollywood vibes.
Old Hollywood vibes?
You don't think so? You don't think that it was going for that? All right,
I think it was going for early 2000s.
Is this? Are we in the episode already? Okay,
we're already in.
We're in here. We in it.
Jeez Louise! All right, let me do my thing. Well,
we're already under the Tuscan sun.
I said, let me do my thing. Oh my goodness! Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
A Patreon city.
I don't do it. No, that's good. You don't get one.
This is for us.
Wait, is Yasmin the first person to do it?
No. Okay.
Joined in immediately, too. There was no hesitation.
No. No throwing up gang calls. No. Oh,
this is going to be a long one.
Oh, man. So no, you're not gonna.
If I were to do a line, it would be that I actually remembered it in the theater. Let me see if I can remember it right now. A cousin brother with an 8-pack. You trying to get me to my water to break early? If I have this baby early, I'm a beat your ass and make you watch him. That is my favorite line in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You, me, and Tuscany. This is my favorite line too. And Tuscany's favorite line, actually. I actually asked the city. I pulled the city of Tuscany what their favorite line was from the movie.
Bray, sometimes you do that right after I've taken a sip of something. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying you said that was your favorite line, and I said you, me, and Tuscany, because I did an online poll. I said, what's your favorite line in the movie? And weirdly, the whole city of Tuscany, they voted. It was 36%.
The entire city.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of this nonsense, guys. You know what this is. We are a film review podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. There are three of us who host this podcast. The voice you're listening to right now is obviously the leading man of our own rom-com. Jonathan Braylock, and then we have two other people here.
He definitely the one that got punched. You know what it is? He is the lead. He the one that do the lead dirty. That's who he is. You know what I'm saying? That's the one that come in.
Yeah, you're still technically a lead role.
Do
you're
her
still
dirty.
Technically, no, no. The
then she got to get saved because he done came in and did her all kinds of dirty.
Still technically single digits on the call sheet, but not. You
know? Yeah, yeah. Just dirty. This voice is that of Gerard Milligan,
and this voice is James III. Who would get lost in if I were in a country overseas? I would get lost immediately. I would certainly leave without having all my plans in order, and would probably hijinks would ensue after being in another country with no setup.
But we have an incredible guest for you today.
Can I chime in yet?
Not yet. No.
Well, we're introducing you now. Jarrah wants to do a thing, but listen, this is
I'm not here.
They hear you already.
She is here. She's in the studio. Incredible actress.
She got to get the drums.
That's awful.
What do you mean? I did that.
Yasmin Monae Watkins. Would you guys? Oh my lord! Oh, people,
you can't stop talking.
This is great.
Yasmin, yeah, so thank you so much for being here.
This is madness.
You've seen her on Grand Crew. You've seen her at performing regularly at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, and you've also, if you're in LA, she hosts one of the hottest shows.
That is true.
In Leimert Park. All black improvisers. Mm. Who all going to be there every month?
Ooh.
Come on out. But Yasmin, thanks for... Thank you so much for joining us. You can now talk.
Oh, wow. It's so nice to finally get here.
Yeah, now you're here.
Oh, hello. Fancy seeing you guys here.
Clearly don't listen to the podcast. You know what I mean?
Listen,
it's my favorite podcast.
What's the name of the podcast?
But don't
black
say it
man
like
can't
that.
Jump, nigga.
Black man can't jump.
It actually is titled. The original title of it was "Black Man Can't Jump, Nigga," and then we changed it to "In Hollywood" just because we wanted to sell some t-shirts.
Facts.
It didn't all fit.
We are today we are reviewing You, Me, and Tuscany, the new film rom-com that just came out this past weekend, starring Halle Bailey. Well, how do you pronounce this dude's name?
Is it Reggae?
Reggae Page?
Not Bridgerton.
Yo, they should have left. I'm going to say this right now. They should have left the Bridgerton ad lib in the movie. That would have been so
They
funny.
Did? Oh, yes. Yes.
They should have left it in the context of the... Yeah.
Well, I think he has like a little beef with them. Like, he left the show when they were trying to get him to come back to have a movie career. And it's been like... So it was like... I'm not sure where they land on it now, but I do know it was a big deal when he left the show and didn't come back for season two. So I do know that. So I don't know if that's why, but they still put it in the bonus. So I don't know.
Reggae Jean Page.
Fine ass man. Yep.
And some might say too pretty.
What? That's who said that?
Some certainly might say that. It's not. It's not us. It's certainly not us on the pod. Because
some will say that.
Literally said
you
nobody.
Know, too pretty.
Said no you one know. Ever.
This is it made $7.7 million opening weekend. Not the greatest. But who knows?
How much did it make?
$7.7 million. It came in fourth.
How much did it cost to make?
Only cost $18 million to make. But you know, Got some work to do. Oh. Super Mario Galaxy was number one again. Oof. Project Hail Mary was number two. And then the drama was number three, holding on. It's actually not too bad. Only a 39% drop for the drama. There are a lot of scary movies that came out this week, and none of those did well. So this did better than those.
Which ones?
Faces of Death.
That was good.
Exit well, I heard it was okay. is more like a thriller, but I think they considered it a horror as well. And then... This weird Gerard Butler movie Beast came out. That didn't do well at all.
I've heard of it.
Oh, right.
That opened in 1,000 theaters and it only made $805,000.
Oh no.
Damn.
Yeah. Not great.
I'm still processing that this movie is at a loss right now.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Comedies are, you know, I do think that this was advertised, and I mean, we'll talk about it, because Rotten Tomatoes, no, not too bad. 67% tomato score.
That's a bad score.
I mean, it's fresh. It's fresh.
What was the percentage?
67.
That's a C+.
That's a D.
Okay.
That is a D, actually.
I mean, it technically is a D, but okay. But the popcorn meter, 94%.
Okay.
Hey, let's go, regular people.
People know.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I thought Will Packer directed this movie, but he didn't. He just produces.
That's all he ever does. He just produces.
He doesn't direct ever or no, anymore?
No, he never directed.
Where Will Packer? Wait, where the minute. Money at?
He never directed.
Wait, hold on. He just making movies. He just got money.
He the producer. He produced all those hit movies.
Will Packer, where is the money at?
He did the Think Like a Man's. Like, well, I mean, y'all definitely know of him. Like, he's a master.
No, we do know him. We're surprised you're saying he never directed.
What Bray and I are both reckoning with is he was never directing this whole time.
I think there's more money in producing.
Right along? That wasn't him, right?
Well, usually people direct and produce.
I mean, true, but then you may have like a Joel Silver or like a Jerry Bruckheimer. Like, they don't direct.
Yeah,
they just,
yeah.
They right. just produce it. But
I just didn't realize that.
Yeah, because technically at the end of the day, what he's done, he is like the step above. And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but I hope it's not disrespectful.
It's
whatever.
About to be the most disrespectful. No.
He's a step above Tyler Perry. Like, he's
I knew
you're
going to say that.
What?
He's like the.
No, that's a. That's
Where
a,
is his
that's a
Atlanta
thing.
Studio?
Wait, are you saying
you try to break in?
It's so funny. It's like the way that it is offensive feels different for both of you.
Between, I think, and for both of y'all,
it's two different levels of offense.
I will say it is something, and I can't wait to talk about the experience, but also this movie has one of the best taglines I've ever read. She came for the pasta and got lost in the sauce.
That was come so on. Corny.
Come on, y'all.
I mean,
she stayed for the pasta. But got lost in the sauce?
My friend had never heard the phrase lost in the sauce.
No, were they white?
Until. Yes.
I'm like, who's never heard until of this lost poster. In the sauce?
That's crazy. Okay, wow. There's so much to talk about here. Should we just get into it? I mean, for those who don't know, this movie is about a woman who, you know, decides, you know, on a whim to go to Tuscany.
A woman who talks like this the whole movie.
Okay. All right. Let's hold off on that.
Oh, my goodness. That is beautiful.
Hold on, Gerard. I just want to tell them what the movie is about.
I don't appreciate it.
It's about a woman who decides to go to Tuscany on a whim. She winds up staying at the villa of a man she just met.
He was so handsome.
Uninvited. And she gets caught.
He made me so mad.
Someone come and get Gerard.
Please. She gets caught by the family. And in order to not go to jail, she pretends that she is his fiance. And hijinks ensue. She also starts to fall in love with his brother from another mother. Literally.
His cousin brother, which is a phrase I used to say with my cousins. We used to call each other cousin brothers. I haven't heard that since I was a kid.
We used to call each other cousin brothers.
We were cousins, but we were like brothers.
Oh, that's cute.
Jonathan Braylock.
James III.
Drum Milligan. JD McGinn.
Black actors, man.
Black actors. All right.